This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good afternoon, my friend. Tim Eyes with you here from Gillespie High School in Fight Field for Game 2 of our Regional Championship Tripleheader on FM 106. As the top-seeded Staunton Bulldogs at 22-4 will take on the Hillsboro Hilltoppers at 12-14. For the Toppers, looking for their first regional championship since 2007, the Staunton Bulldogs last regional championship 20 years ago in 1998, and we are set to go here on a beautiful day from Gillespie. The wind is calm but blowing out towards right center ever so slightly as Devin Ray is taking the mound for the Bulldogs, and here we go, this regional title underway, and offering one misses outside for ball one. Dave Schwartz calling our balls and strikes. Barry Wright on the base pass today. We'll get you your starting lineups as we move along. That 1-0 pitch right in there for a called. Strike one. Devin Ray throwing to Colin McBride today. Nick Yates is at third. Zach Urey at short. Ryan Best at second with Cy Cox at first as Caden Lemon takes ball two down and inside. Bulldog outfield has Austin Tallman in left. Marcus Carl in center and Griffin Bianco in right field. Lemon a 2-1 count. Swinging away from the left side. Skies it out into the left field. Tallman a couple steps to his right, gloves it for the game's first out. So Lemon is retired. That'll bring in Griffin King, the junior. He will play shortstop today. Alex Schreiber will bat third. Christian Hernandez cleaning things up for the Toppers. Jordan Gregg will hit fifth. Landon Carroll batting sixth. Dalton Deming, the designated hitter, hitting seventh. Tanner Mullen hitting eighth. And Dylan McCamick will hit ninth as Ray pumps in strike one to the right-handed hitting Griffin King, a 354 hitter on the year. Ray has had a monster season. He's just got a 1.94 ERA, struck out 48 on the year, walked just six as the 0-1 offering misses outside. He's pitched 36 innings and allowed just 33 hits. So if you're Hillsboro, you're going to have to maximize opportunities here today. That's a nasty pitch as King goes out of the strike zone, waves at it, one ball, two strikes. That was a nasty slider that just fell off the table. A little bit of sunshine peeking through the clouds here at Gillespie as Ray's 1-2 offering. Strike three called. He froze King with the fastball. And just like that, two up, two down for the Toppers here in the top half of the first inning. Bulldogs have the gray pants with the red stripe down the sides, red jerseys trimmed out in the white. They've got the red and gray caps today. Hillsboro, the gray pants, the orange jerseys with the black sleeves. As that brings in Alex Schreiber. Takes that breaking ball outside and low for ball one. Schreiber, a 468 hitter in his senior year. Three home runs, eight doubles, 26 driven in. So he stands in from the right side and takes the 1-0 offering outside, 2-0. The winner on to the Flora sectional semifinals for a semifinal date on Wednesday. As Ray the righty winds, fires, inside, 3-0. Staunton won in walk-off fashion in their semifinal win Wednesday over Litchfield 6-5 in eight innings as Marcus Carl hit the walk-off homer into left center field. There's the 3-0 strike pumped in, 3-1. Infield, outfield straight away for Schreiber. Outside, and he walked him. So good patience there by Schreiber. He made Ray come to him in just the seventh walk of the season for Devin Ray. So you don't expect Devin to give out the free passes. And he issues a two-out walk here in the top of the first inning of this 2A baseball regional final. Christian Hernandez will stroll to the plate. The big cleanup hitter in his senior season for the Toppers. 28 RBIs, four home runs on the year for Christian, a 291 hitter. So he'll be behind the plate today, working with Alex Schreiber when the Toppers take the field in the bottom of the inning. Ray, from the stretch, misses outside, 1-0. So five of his last six have missed the zone. See if the Toppers want to do any running here with two outs and a runner over at first base. Try to get a man into scoring position. McBride sets up outside corner. And Hernandez delivers it into right center field. That's a base hit and plugs the gap. Bianco will chase it down. Schreiber to third. He's going to get the late stop sign as Hernandez into second with a stand-up double. Bobby Allen wins the last possible minute. And a good decision there as Schreiber would have been meat at the plate. So Hernandez serves it into right center field, and now Jordan Gregg will have an opportunity here in the top half of the first inning to put Hillsboro out in front. Gregg, a 321 hitter. He will step in from the left side. That ball chopped left side. Going to be a tough play. The shortstop, Yuri. Backhand throw to first. Safe! And the toppers are on the board. An infield base hit for Jordan Gregg and an RBI. He busted it down the line right there. And he beats it out. So the two-out walk comes around to score. Hernandez over to third. Runners at the corners. Two away. And Hillsborough in business here in the first inning. That'll bring in Landon Carroll. Topper left fielder today. He will hit from the right side. Rays offering. Fouled straight back. So Devin lost his control to Schreiber, walked him. Missed with the first offering to Hernandez. And Christian, knowing that Devin has very good control, was ready for the 1-0 offering and served it into right field. Swing and a miss. Oh, nice off-speed delivery there. Had Carroll out in front, and it's quickly nothing and two. Sometimes when a pitcher as good as Ray gets tagged early, he just gets angry. Can he bow his neck and keep it to one run? The 0-2. Outside. The throw down to second is into center field, and Hernandez will come in to score. Gregg stole second. McBride's throw was high. Into center it goes for run number two in the top half of the first inning. That will be an error on McBride. As the runner, Hernandez was holding at third. He was not going to go until that throw got into center field. So two runs in the inning for the Toppers. Here's the two-strike pitch. That is hit on the ground to right. Oh, takes a nasty hop, but Best plays it well. On to first for the out. The damage, though, is done for Hillsborough. They will get two runs on two base hits. We've completed a half inning of play. Hillsborough 2, Staunton coming to bat. Hillsborough gets two runs on two hits in the first inning as they jump on the Bulldogs here early in this regional championship game. It'll be Alex Schreiber to the hill for the Toppers. He's 1-3 on the year, 18 and two-thirds innings pitched, an ERA of 3.75. He's fanned 18 and walked 12 on the year, and he's spotted a two-run lead here. Christian Hernandez behind the plate today. He will be working with Mr. Schreiber. Dylan McCammack at third, Griffin King at short. Nick Andres, your second baseman, with Tanner Mullen over at first. In the outfield, Landon Carroll in left, Jordan Griggs in center, with Caden Lemon patrolling right field. For the Bulldogs here in this regional championship game, Kyle McBrain will go with this lineup. Marcus Carl, the hero with the walk-off homer on Wednesday night, will lead things off. Ryan Best, the junior, will hit second. Freshman Cy Cox batting third. The senior Nick Yates will clean things up. Senior Austin Tallman batting fifth. Junior Griffin Bianco will hit sixth. Sophomore Devin Ray is batting seventh. Freshman Zach Urey hits eighth. And junior Cullen McBride is batting ninth. For the Dogs, Carl, Best, Cox, Yates, Tallman, Bianco, Ray, Urey, and McBride. And if you're Bob Allen and the Hillsborough Hilltoppers, that's the exact start you were looking for here in this regional final. Jump on Devin Ray early. Try to get him maybe before he gets settled into this ball game. And thanks to Schreiber, Hernandez, and Gregg, the Toppers did just that, plating two runs in the top of the first inning. As Schreiber will go to work. Grass infield, of course, here at Gillespie. A beautiful day for baseball. The field is in great shape considering the rain we got last night as Carl, first ball swinging, yanks it foul over the road down the left field line into the Ben Gill parking lot. About 10 bags of Diamond Dry to get the field ready today. And if you've ever been to Fight Field in Gillespie, it's a low-lying area, so 10 bags is basically nothing here at Gillespie. That fastball just outside, 1-1. But you look at the Staunton order, all nine starters, a batting average over 300. The lowest average you'll find is Marcus Carl at 312. He's leading things off. There's a strike outside corner. One ball, two strike. Good pitch there from Schreiber. As the senior topper climbs back on the hill, adjusts the cap, sets up in the wind, angled slightly towards the third base line. The 1-2. Swinging a miss, struck him out. Carl went fishing on a breaking ball in the dirt. Good start for Hillsborough. Ray retired the first two in the top half of the first inning before he ran into trouble. That'll bring in Ryan Best, a 333 hitter on the year. He's driven in 30. He will bat with the bases clear and one out. Takes a fastball upstairs for ball one. Nice crowd has gathered here today in Gillespie. Both Staunton and Hillsborough very well represented. The 1-0. Hit foul left side. One ball, one strike. Staunton 22-4 on the year. They beat Hillsborough in a doubleheader back on April 30th. One game one, 8-7, and then one game two, 10-0. Toppers jumped on him early here. The 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Kyle McBrain told me before the ball game that 8-7 win in game one. Hillsborough led most of that ball game before the Bulldogs came back on them. The Toppers not lacking the confidence against this Staunton team. Fouled at the plate, two balls, two strikes. But 22-4 on the year. Their losses came to Breeze Central, to Civic Memorial, Marquette Catholic, and Carrollton. So that's a list of who's who among small school baseball around the area. Two balls, two strikes. Bases clear, one out. Upstairs, three balls, two strikes. Well, if you're Schreiber, you don't want to issue a free pass here. Saw what happened to Staunton in the top half of the first inning with that two-out walk. The 3-2. Hit on the ground up the middle. The shortstop, Griffin King, plays a high hop and throws out Best for out number two. And that ball hit right off the lip of the grass, but King was ready for it. We saw a funky hop at the end of the top of the first when Ryan Best over at second base had to play one off that lip. He handled that cleanly, just as Griffin King did. So the base is clear, two outs, and it'll bring in the left-handed swinging Cy Cox. What a freshman this youngster is. A 381 average, 38 RBIs in his freshman season. Inside, ball one. If Cox can reach, Nick Yates will hit here in the home half of the first inning. A 2-0 lead for Hillsborough in this regional final. Schreiber winds, fires, ripped foul down the right field line. Cox is ready for that thing just out in front. That'll get your attention when you're the hurler. You put that pitch there again, and it'll be 2-1 in a hurry. 3-15 down both lines, 380 to dead center here at Fight Field. Outside, two balls and a strike to Cy Cox. The winner of this game gets the winner of Greenville-Newton in a sectional semifinal on Wednesday night in Flora. That'll be a 7 o'clock start as that's inside 3-1. And we'll have the ball game on WSMI FM 106 Wednesday night. Of course, we'll also have coverage of that Gillespie softball sectional for you. That'll be Tuesday. Swing and a miss there as Schreiber took something off, had Cox out in front, three balls, two strikes. Silas steps out, takes a deep breath. He's back in. Schreiber working quickly. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. A 1-2-3 inning for Schreiber and the Toppers. We've completed one inning in this baseball regional final. Hillsborough 2, Staunton nothing. Tim Mize back here at Fight Field in Gillespie. Game 2 of 3 here on Championship Saturday across the state. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the 1A baseball regional final between Nokomis and Mount Olive from Pawnee. Gary Booker has the call next here on FM 106, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. Hillsborough's jumped out to a 2-0 lead. First ball swinging is Dalton Deming, right field. It's in foul territory, and Griffin Bianco shades over and makes the catch. One pitch, one out here in the top half of the second inning. Now batting for the Alex Schreiber walked and scored on a base hit from Jordan Gregg. And then Christian Hernandez, after he had doubled and moved up to third on Gregg's base hit, scored on a throw gone awry when McBride was trying to throw down to second. That ball fouled at the plate, one strike. Staunton down early as Ray will try to settle in. It was that two-out walk that got him in trouble. Hit on the ground, too short. Urie to his left, gloves, low throat, dug out by Cox. Nice play by Silas over at first base. And Tanner Mullen is retired 6-3. Cox made that look smooth and easy over there at first base. Dylan McCammack, now the ninth place hitter for the Toppers, will step in. Those two-out walks, no matter the level, usually come back to burn you. And it did. Just that to Staunton in the top of the first. Oh, there's a nice off-speed delivery. Had McCammack waving at the offering. Nothing in one. And the two very well might be all Hillsborough gets in this game. Swing and a miss. Had him out in front again. Nothing in two. That's why that second run was so big on the errant throw. No balls, two strikes. Ray to McCamick. Outside. McCamick was frozen on it, but it just missed off the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. If McCamick can extend the inning, top of the order in Caden Lemon. Ray winds and fires. The 1-2 way outside. 2-2. On the year now, Ray has fanned 49 and walked 7. Outside and it low, 3-2 on the breaking ball. It was 0-2. It's now 3-2 to the ninth place hitter, Dylan McCamick. So if you're McCamick, you can pretty much sit on something over the heart of the plate here. The 3-2. Fastball fouled out of play. Good cut from McCamick, just a little bit behind it. New baseball out to Ray. Devin, just a sophomore for the Bulldogs. A lot of young talent on this Staunton roster. They're going to be a handful for the next several years. The 3-2. Oh, swing and a miss. He tied him up with the fastball. It would have been ball four, but McCamick could not lay off. So Ray comes right back after a two-run first with a 1-2-3 second as we go bottom two in this 2A regional final. Hillsboro leads Staunton 2-0. Tim Eyes back here at Fight Field in Gillespie for this regional final. 2A baseball on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon across mid-Illinois. Lots of rain, obviously, yesterday, but the field is in fantastic shape here this afternoon. Jeremy Smith and his crew were out here about 6 o'clock this morning getting this field set. As Alex Schreiber back to work, he'll deal with 4, 5, and 6, Yates, Tallman, and Bianco. Breaking ball outside for ball one. Schreiber did in the bottom half of the first what you want when your team gives you a couple early runs. He set Staunton down in order, fanning a pair. Nick Yates, a senior, a 444 hitter, takes ball two outside. Outfield basically straight away. The center fielder, Greg, a couple of steps on the shortstop side a second. First baseman even with the bag. That ball is fisted foul down the right field line. Two balls and a strike. Schreiber really got into the kitchen that time of Yates. Good offense for this Staunton club. Can Schreiber stymie him here this afternoon? The 2-1. That ball hit on the ground right side. Played on a hop by Andre on to first for the out. And Yates is retired. So two strikeouts and two ground ball outs for Schreiber here, and the first four have been set down in order. That'll bring in Austin Tallman, the senior left fielder for the Dogs, a 325 hitter on the season. He will bat with the bases clear and one out. The longer the game goes like this, boy, more pressure goes right on to Staunton, the overwhelming favorite here in this Gillespie Regional. Breaking ball, ducking out of the way is Tallman for ball one. Schreiber peers in for a sign. The righty winds and fires. That fastball stays upstairs. It's 2-0 on Tallman. Wind blowing very light out towards right center field as the sun peeks through a little bit of cloud cover. The 2-0 right there called strike one. Griffin Bianco on deck. If Tallman or Bianco can reach, it'll be Devin Ray here in the bottom of the second. Schreiber brings home the 2-1. Right there, outside corner called, strike two. Little Tallman better be ready to swing now. Alex shakes off Hernandez, shakes him again, and now time called at the plate by Austin Tallman. And Schreiber and Hernandez couldn't get together on a sign. Two balls, two strikes. A 2-0 lead for Hillsboro as we play regional championship baseball in the bottom of the second. Schreiber's 2-2 swung on and missed by Tallman. A good healthy cut, but he was late on the fastball. Third strikeout for Schreiber, and he set the first five down in order. Now batting for the Bulldogs. That'll bring in junior Griffin Bianco. Hit 342 on the season. As he stands in from the right side, waves the bat over the plate, batting gloves on both hands. Fastball outside, ball one. So Devin Ray settled down after he gave up two in the first. Alex Schreiber trying to complete two perfect innings here The 1-0. Right down central for a called strike one. Field is completely sun-drenched right now. Big crowd on hand upstairs, 2-1. Beautiful day to be out and about taking in some ball. Yesterday, not so much. We see a few umbrellas out for the sun. They would have had a different purpose yesterday. The offering outside, and it's 3-2 to Griffin Bianco. Devin Ray waiting on deck. Well, if you're Schreiber, you don't want to walk anybody with 2 outs and a 2-run lead. The 3-1. Hit on the ground, up the middle, the shortstop. Oh, King with the slide, the throw. He got him. What a play for Griffin King. He slid towards second, gloved it, and then threw a strike to Tanner Mullen over at first. It's 6-6 for the Bulldogs. We've completed 2 innings here in this 2A baseball regional final from Gillespie. Hillsboro 2, Staunton nothing. We go top three here from Gillespie, and it will be the top of the order for the toppers. Caden Lemon, Griffin King, and Alex Schreiber, if anybody can reach. Christian Hernandez. Toppers got 2 runs on 2 hits in the first inning. It was a 2-out walk to Schreiber that started the trouble. Hernandez followed with a double that set up second and third. Jordan Gray got an infield RBI base hit, and then an errant throw down to second allowed the second run to score. As the first offering to Caden Lemon outside for ball one. Caden 0-1 today, fly to left to start the ball game. Ray winds, fires, pumps in, strike one. Boy, Devin has good life on his pitches. The righty winds, fires, inside, 2-1. Devin might be struggling with that release point a little bit here in the early stages. The 2-1. That is served into left field. A base hit for Caden Lemon. That was off the plate, and Lemon served it. Now the ball gets past the left fielder, Tallman, and Lemon takes advantage into second with the base hit. So that'll be a single and an E7, allowing Lemon to take second base. Nice piece of hitting that time from Caden Lemon. That ball was a couple inches off the outside corner, and Lemon just served it right into left field. Perhaps a little bit of nerves here for Staunton, the overwhelming favorite coming into this regional after their dominating regular season. There's a breaking ball over for a called strike one to Griffin King. Griffin was caught looking his first plate appearance. See bats now with Lemon at second and nobody out. Baseball more than the other sports, you will see the quote-unquote upset. Outside, but he went after it, nothing in two. So far, it's all about the pitching. Schreiber is on his game. Devin maybe just a little bit off of his, and the toppers made him pay in the opening inning. Now he's going to have to work around a leadoff base hit and air. Lemon takes his lead out at second, not going. That ball is reached for, hit right side, foul territory, and it will get over the fence out of play. King protecting there with 2 strikes. That was an off-speed delivery. Might have been a bit of a breaking ball there, had Griffin reaching. Griffin made a very nice play at shortstop to end that bottom half of the second inning. Serves it right side, out of play again. King battling up there against Devin Ray. New baseball out to Devin. So a couple of errors here for Staunton. A throwing error on the catcher McBride in the first play to the run. Then an error on Austin Tallman to lead off the third inning out in left field. The 0-2, fouled out of play right side again. Griffin King hanging tough. All the toppers up along the fence in their dugout down the first baseline. See all the Bulldogs up along the fence down the third baseline. Winner to the Flora Sectional on Wednesday. The 0-2 pitch. That ball hit into right center field. Marcus Carl has a beat, makes the catch. Lemon will tag, and he will get the third without a throw. So a productive out for Griffin King. He flies out to center, but moves the runner Lemon up to third base, and Caden's there with just only 1 out. And the heart of the order coming up with Alex Schreiber, Christian Hernandez, and Jordan Gregg. Schreiber and Hernandez have been a handful all season long. They've been dominating baseball players really their entire 4 years for the Toppers. and a golden opportunity for Hillsborough to add on here and now. These are the spots in a baseball game where momentum can change. The infield is in. If Staunton gets out, they'll sprint off the field. Breaking ball in for a called strike one. So a 468 hitter probably becomes about a 700 hitter with the infield in at the edge of the grass. The one strike offering. Fouled out of play quickly, nothing and two. And boy, does Devin Ray need a strikeout right now. He's got 50 punch outs on the year. He needs number 51 here and now. Schreiber walked and scored back in the first. That ball drilled center field. Carl not going to get it. He will turn and watch it go. A two-run homer to dead center field off the bat of Alex Schreiber right over the 380 side. A two-run tater for the Toppers, and they lead 4-0 against Staunton and Devin Ray. Holy smokes. The Toppers out of the dugout to reach Schreiber. He crushed that baseball. 4-0. That is his fourth homer of the year. RBIs 27 and 28. That has a meeting on the mound for the Bulldogs. They are in trouble early. So Schreiber has worked two perfect innings on the mound and now has just delivered a two-run homer to make it a 4-0 Hillsborough lead. That was on an 0-2 pitch also, so certainly a mistake that time from Devin Ray. That 0-2 pitch deposited 380-plus feet away, dead center field. That'll bring in Hernandez. He'll bat with the bases clear and just one out. And our home plate umpire, Dave Schwartz, is going to come out from behind the plate. He wants to talk to his umpire mate, Barry Wright. They will meet between home and first. Not sure what this is about. I don't know if Staunton had a question about if somebody missed a base on their trek around. Not sure. I think Kyle McBrain came out and said something to Dave Schwartz. Oh, they're just checking on the outs, making sure of the outs, as Dave Schwartz asks Dan Smith down there. There is just one out in the inning. So a leadoff base hit from Lemon. Griffin King flied to center, and then a two-run homer for Alex Schreiber. Devin Ray back into the wind. First offering to Hernandez. Fisted right over the top of the topper dugout. Almost skimmed the tin off the roof. New baseball out to Devin Ray. Hernandez doesn't wear any batting gloves, so he's probably feeling a little tingling sensation right now as that was right off the handle. The 0-1, breaking ball low and outside, 1-1. No one warming for Staunton down the left field line. This is still Devin Ray's game. Breaking ball in for a called strike two, one ball, two strikes. They got two in the first, two more here in the third. Ray's offering upstairs, 2-2. Toppers making Devin Ray work. In some ways, the youth of Staunton against the experience of Hillsborough here today. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Hernandez was late on that offering, and two down in the inning. Now to bring in Jordan Gregg. One for one, a base hit and an RBI back in the first. That was an infield base hit for Greg as he busted it down the line with two outs. Foul tipped at the plate, nothing and one on Greg. Greg from the left side, bit of an open stance, the one strike offering. Hit in the air, right side. Who wants it? Oh, it's a dive, and no one got it. Found the Bermuda Triangle, the right fielder Bianco, the second baseman Best. Nobody could get it. And I think that is Bianco slow to his feet out there. He will be hepped up. Nope, that's Ryan Best slow to his feet. That's going to get Kyle McBrain out of the dugout to go check on his second baseman. But sometimes baseballs hit it where the defenders aren't, and that's exactly what Jordan Gregg did right there. Kind of a lazy fly ball. Best had a long way to go from second, retreating away from the infield. Bianco had a long way to come in from right field, and it looks like Bianco and Best still a little bit wobbly. Best is to his feet now. Bianco is bent over at the knee right now. Having a conversation with Kyle McBrain, he says he's all right. He dove for that ball, landed awkwardly. I don't know if he and Best collided at all while they were on the ground or if he got maybe his cleat stuck in some wet sod, but nevertheless, he is to his feet and he will stay in the ball game. Greg now 2 for 2 on the day. An infield base hit and a blooper. All line drives in the box score, though. 4-0 Toppers as Landon Carroll will step in. He's 0 for 1 today, bounced out to second, his first appearance. Ray from the stretch, fastball, ripped, oh, Nick Yates at the hot corner, elevates and snags it, and the inning is over. The damage, though, is done. A 2-run homer from Alex Schreiber, and after 2.5 innings, Hillsboro 4, Staunton nothing. As we go bottom three of this 2A baseball regional championship, the top-seeded Bulldogs in trouble. Hillsboro leads 4-0. And Staunton still looking for their first base runner. They will have 7, 8, and 9. Devin Ray, Zach Urey, and Colin McBride to work against Alex Schreiber. He's worked 2 perfect innings, crushed a 2-run homer, and scored a pair of runs. Breaking ball over for a called strike 1. And the senior Schreiber looks locked in here today. Another breaking ball had Ray waving out in front quickly, nothing and 2. Waiting for Staunton now, still a lot of baseball to play, but you have to maintain that patience at the plate. Breaking ball, strike 3 called, he froze him. 3 straight breaking balls and Ray is out of there. 4th strikeout for Schreiber. And that'll bring in Zach Urey, the freshman shortstop for the Dawgs. Staunton swept the doubleheader back on the last day of April. From these Toppers as that misses outside 1-0. Hillsboro jumped on him with 2 in the first, then 2 more in the top of the third as we play here in the home half of the third inning. Wind blowing out towards right center field. Swing and a miss there. Urey was stepping out of the box towards third base, and it's 1-1. Schreiber peers in for a sign. Where's that? Bill of his cap low. That's over, but low. Ball 2. 2 balls and a strike to the 8th place hitter, Zach Urey. Infield, outfield basically straight away. That breaking ball called. Strike had Urey stepping out of the box again, 2-2. Schreiber has the whole arsenal working here early. Shakes off Hernandez, shakes him again. Has the one he wants. Winds and fires. The 0-2. Fouled out of play. We'll do it again. Checked out the 2-2. Offering there. Fouled by Urey. Urey back into the box. Open stance. Schreiber brings home the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Breaking ball again. Off the outside part of the plate. Had Urey reaching. Strikeout number 5 for Schreiber. And that'll bring in the 9th place hitter, Colin McBride. So 387 hitter is McBride. Mentioned at the start, every batting average in the starting lineup for Staunton, at least 312. But they have had the first 8 set down in order. As McBride fouls out of play, nothing and 1. Schreiber has done what Ray has not been able to do early, and that is get ahead of hitters and locate. Evans had a little bit of control trouble here in the early stages. Little check swing, excuse me, to second base. Andre charges, underhands the first, and Mullen gloves it for the out. 9 up, 9 down for Schreiber. We have completed 3 innings in this 2A baseball regional championship. Hillsboro 4, Staunton nothing. Tim Eyes back here at Fight Field in Gillespie. Hillsboro's jumped out to a 4-0 lead on the top-seeded Staunton Bulldogs as Hillsboro, it's Alex Schreiber, has been perfect through 3 innings on the mound as he has set Staunton down in order. He also hit a 2-run homer back in the 3rd inning to put Hillsboro out in front 4-0. 7, 8, and 9 for the Toppers, Deming, Mullen, and McCamick as Ray pumps in strike 1 to Dalton Deming. Dalton 0 for 1 today, fly to right, his first plate appearance as he leads off the top half of the 4th inning. That breaking ball goes over the head of Deming. One ball, one strike. Devin just trying to find that consistent release point here in this regional final. Low and outside, 2-1. To the back screen it goes as McBride couldn't pick it. Outfield straight away for Dalton Dimming, the designated hitter for the Toppers. Stands in strong from the right side. There's a fastball called strike outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Ray winds and fires. Strike three called on the outside corner, and Dimming caught looking. Ray had a clean inning back in the second inning when he faced the lower third of the order, and he's trying to do it again here in the fourth. And he'll bring in the left-handed swinging Tanner Mullen. He grounded to short his first plate appearance, takes a fastball outside corner, strike one. Welcome everyone listening to the stream at WSMIRadio.com as Mullen goes out of the zone there, fishing, nothing and two. Stay tuned, coming up next, the 1A Pawnee baseball regional final between Nokomis and Mount Olive. That ball fouled out of play left side. Just a wonderful place to watch a ball game here at Gillespie. They got the great grass infield. They've got grass on the running lanes between home and first and home and third, and then the dirt infield. That ball hit on the ground to the shortstop, Urie. He will wait. Strong throw across the diamond, and Mullen is retired 6-3. Going to bring in the ninth place hitter, Dylan McCamick. He will bat with the bases clear and two outs. McCamick, a strikeout victim, back in the second. He's 0-1. Toppers have four runs on five base hits. The Bulldogs have been set down in order through the first three innings. Fouled straight back. Good cut that time from McCamick. He was right on that Ray offering. New baseball out to Ray. Climbs on top of the hill. Peers in for a sign. Winds and fires. Breaking ball inside, 1-1. That looked like a better breaking ball, even though it missed the plate for Ray. His last couple of breaking balls have had the batters ducking out of the way. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. That was a really good one there. Fell off the table, had McCamick waving at it. One ball, two strikes. McBride throws back to the pitcher from his knees, and he almost put so much into it, he almost falls over on his face. That ball fouled out of play. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes. He really gets his arm cocked up and then lets it fly. One ball, two strikes. Bases clear, two outs for Devin Ray and the Bulldogs. They trail 4-0 here in the fourth. Swing and a miss. He had McCamick chasing again. And a 1-2-3 inning for Devin Ray as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Hillsborough leads Staunton 4-0. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, Hillsborough leading Staunton 4-0. Bulldogs still in search of their first base runner and looking for their first regional championship since 1998. And it has been a rough start for the Bulldogs. They gave up two in the first with two outs. And then Alex Schreiber crushed a two-run homer to the dead center field back in the third. And it's Schreiber back to work for the Toppers on the mound. He winds and fires, breaking ball in for a called strike one. Top of the order for the Bulldogs, Marcus Carl, Ryan Best, and Cy Cox. Carl struck out swinging back in the first inning. Swing and a miss there. Breaking ball out of the zone. He waved at it. And that's the thing with the season Staunton had, and down 4-0. Can the Bulldog hitters maintain the patience and not get over-anxious? That breaking ball out into the left-handed batter's box for ball one. You expand the zone on Schreiber, it's not going to get any better for the Staunton Bulldogs. Got to keep that patience. Make him come to you. Breaking ball. Fouled the plate. Good job by Carl just to get a piece and stay alive. Can't do much better than Schreiber's done so far. Three perfect innings pitching. Been on base twice and crushed a two-run homer. The 1-2 upstairs. 2-2 with the fastball. Staunton just needs something positive here on the offensive end. Haven't had anything so far. Upstairs, 3-2. Good job by Carl to lay off that high fastball. Schreiber has struck out five, has not walked a man. The 3-2, headed home. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. High fastball again, and this time Carl swung right through it. Strikeout number six. Schreiber is dealing here today.
The second baseman, number eight, Ryan Best.
You never know how a younger team will react in a championship situation, and it never helps when you get down two runs in the first inning. That's what happened to the Dogs here today. That offering misses upstairs, ball one to Ryan Best. He's 0-1, grounder too short back in the first. Shriver's 1-0. Right there for a called strike one with the fastball. Schreiber is just a smooth operator out there. Winds and fires. Really smooth mechanics. As he misses that offering 2-1. Tugs in the bill of his cap. Peers in for a sign. Working quickly. The 2-1. Upstairs. 3-1. Cy Cox on deck. Nick Yates in the hole. The 3-1 from Schreiber to Best. Ripped into left field for a base hit, and Staunton has their first hit. They have their first base runner, and will that be the start of a little rally here in the home half of the fourth inning? Nice piece of hitting that time from Ryan Best. He showed the patience, got a pitch he could handle, and most importantly, didn't try to do too much with it. Served it into left field for a one-out base hit. That'll bring in Cy Cox. The freshman struck out his first plate appearance. Open stance in that left-handed box as Cox waves the bat across the plate. Schreiber from the stretch from the first time. Nice off-speed delivery had Cox out in front. The first 10 set down in order for Alex Schreiber. Ryan Best, a one-out base hit. He's over at first now. Mullen will hold. A four-run lead for the Toppers. The one-strike offering upstairs. Good job by Cox to lay off that. He thought about it, but was able to take it for ball one. Hillsborough jumped on the Bulldogs early. The center fielder, Greg, shaded over to the second base side of second for the left-handed hitting Cox as that offering misses inside 2-1. The right fielder, Caden Lemon, is almost on the track across the way here at Gillespie. He is deep. From the stretch, that pitch is popped up center field. Jordan Gregg, a couple of steps to his right, gloves it for out number two, and Best goes back to first base. Two out in the inning, and Cox just missed that one. Hit that thing a mile high to dead center field.
Number 11,
Let her bring in the cleanup man, Nick Yates. He is 0-1, grounded to second when he led off the second inning. He will bat here with two outs and a runner at first base. That's Ryan Best. Schreiber turns his shoulder, checks the runner over at first, comes to the high set. That ball is ripped into left field for a base hit. Landon Carroll will pick it up and hold the runner at second as Best will stop there. And two base hits in the inning for the Bulldogs, and that'll bring in Austin Tallman.
Number 10, Austin Tallman.
Staunton really needs a two-out base hit here from Tallman. Get something on the board. You certainly can't try to get it all back at once, but if you're Staunton, you want to get something on the board here in the fourth. High stretch for Schreiber outside. Nice block by Hernandez. The runners are going to tag and move up. Boy, Hernandez slid out into the left-handed box nicely and blocked it, but it bounced back into the right-handed box, and good alert base running from Best, the lead man. He took off for third, and then Yates followed him over to second. So now a base hit could mean two runs for the Bulldogs. Big spot in the ball game here. The 1-0 offering. Chopped foul left side. One ball, one strike. The game within the game here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Two on, two out. A four-run lead for Hillsborough. Schreiber peers in. From the wind, swing and a miss. Took something off there. Had Tallman out in front. One ball, two strikes. Schreiber working quickly, tugs on his cap, has his sign, and with two on, two out, he will wind and fire. Outside, 2-2. Backhanded stab there from Hernandez to keep it from the backstop. A one-out base hit from Best, a two-out base hit from Yates. They're at second and third, respectively. That ball hit into left field. That is down for a base hit. It'll be played on the hop by Carroll. We're going to have a play at the plate and save. And the Bulldogs have cut the lead in half on a two-run base hit from Austin Tallman. And the Staunton Bulldogs needed that in a big, big way. Tallman took second on the throw, and it's 4-2 Toppers.
Now batting for the Bulldogs.
Big base hit there from Tallman. Now to bring in Griffin Bianco. He's 0 for 1 today. Bounced out to shortstop. Good to see Griffin still in the ballgame. He was banged up a little bit in the top half of the last inning. Or two innings ago, I guess it was, as that offering misses upstairs 1-0. Staunton right back in this ballgame. A lot of baseball yet to play. Chopped and fouled the plate. Went off of Bianco in the box. Foul ball, one strike. Don't forget about the good base running from Ryan Best. As Hernandez blocked the ball, it didn't get past him, but it got far enough away that Best took the extra base, and it wound up resulting in two runs. Reaching for it is Bianco. Taps it foul at the plate. 1-2. It's that pitch right there that Staunton's going to have to lay off of. That tantalizing breaking pitch on the outside corner. They are lunging for it and not getting solid contact. Schreiber checks the runner at second from the stretch. Has his sign. Checks the runner again. Brings it home. 1-2. This time Bianco lays off that off-speed delivery in the dirt. 2-2. If Bianco can extend the inning, it'll be Devin Ray to bat here in the fourth. Well, you know Devin Ray would love to bat with two men on and his team down two. That ball hit on the ground. Left side throw. Pass to diving McCammick. Getting the turn at third is Tallman, and he will score. And the Staunton Bulldogs have pulled to within a run. An RBI base hit for Griffin Bianco as they have peppered the left side of that infield between third base and shortstop. All four of the hits have gone in that area. And that'll bring in Devin Ray. All of a sudden, he represents the go-ahead run. That ball hit left side and foul. So after Alex Schreiber was perfect through the first three innings, there have been four base hits here in the fourth inning. Four of the six batters have reached via the base hit. And the lead that was four to start the inning is down to one. Time called at the plate as Ray will step out and collect himself. Schreiber to the high set. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball there. Had Ray out in front. Nothing in two. Good job by Staunton to battle. They had the top of the order here in the fourth inning, and they capitalized. No balls, two strikes on Ray. He's 0 for 1 today. Timeout called at the plate. The 1A Pawnee Baseball Regional Final next here on FM 106 between Nokomis and Mount Olive. The 0-2 outside, 1-2 with the breaking ball. So Schreiber being tested here in the fourth, trying to get into the dugout with a one-run lead. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out with the breaking ball. The inning is over, but the damage is done. Three runs on four hits. We've completed four innings here in the 2A Gillespie Baseball Regional Final. Hillsboro 4, Staunton 3.
21.
As we go top of the fifth inning here in this 2A Baseball Regional Final, we got ourselves a ball game. Hillsboro got the first four. Staunton just came back with a three-run fourth inning. As Devin Ray will go back to work, and he will deal with the top of the Hillsboro lineup, Lemon King and Schreiber. Fastball outside corner, strike one. See if Devin gets really settled in here the form we've seen throughout most of the regular year from Ray. His offense got him three runs right back in it. Nasty breaking ball in the dirt, 1-1. Caden Lemons, 1-for-2 today. He singled and scored on Schreiber's home run back in the third. Staunton was able to capitalize when they had the top of their order in the fourth. Can the toppers add on here in the fifth? Oh, right back to Ray. He stabs it onto first for the out. Nice play from Devin Ray. He put his glove right in front of his face and snatched that ground ball. It was hit sharply off the bat of Lemon. He's 1 out of 3 today. That'll bring in shortstop Griffin King. He's 0-for-2 today. He has struck out and flied to center. Ray's offering breaking ball outside. King checked his swing. 1-0. This game has a very brisk pace to it so far, as we're already playing in the top of the fifth inning. That ball hit hard to the shortstop, backhanded by Urie. 2-and-E, throw across for the out. Two up, two down for Devin Ray here in the top half of the fifth inning. And if he can set down the top of the topper order here after his team got him three runs, the momentum will be squarely on the side of the Bulldogs. That'll bring in Alex Schreiber. Monster day so far. He walked and scored in the first. Hit a two-run homer to the dead center field back in the third. Bats with the bases clear and two outs and takes a fastball for a called strike one. He hit that ball to dead center field back in the third. Over but low, ball one. One ball, one strike to Schreiber. The sun is really out now here in Gillespie. Ball two, outside and low. Can't really ask for a much better day for regional championship baseball than we have here right now in Gillespie. Nice crowd on hand. Lots of folks in the bleachers. Lots of folks have brought their own chairs. As Ray winds and fires, breaking ball stays inside, 3-1. And it's been a good ball game so far. Hillsborough jumped out to a 4-0 lead after three. Staunton just answered back with three runs in the bottom of the fourth. Ray's 3-1 right there, called strike two. And Devin Ray looking for a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Schreiber waves the bat over the plate, stands tall, 3-2, hit sharply past the second baseman Best into right center field for a two-out base hit for Alex Schreiber. He's on base for the third time today. And it will be the catcher now, Christian Hernandez, as he will have to discard his shin guards. He will come to the plate now. He's 1 out of 2, a double and a run scored in the first, struck out back in the third. So after Ray retired the first two, fell behind 3-1 to Schreiber, and Alex with a base hit into right center field. Schreiber's home run came on an 0-2 pitch. Hernandez now from the right side, a check on the runner over at first. Back in with the dive is Schreiber. There is hitting room to the right side with Cy Cox holding the runner at first. That breaking ball stays outside, ball one. Hernandez, a big imposing figure in that right-handed box. Ray works from the stretch. The 1-0. Ripped foul past third base, 1-1. Hernandez was ready for that offering, just a little bit out in front. He knows he might have missed his pitch right there. You can always tell when a hitter thinks he should have done more with a pitch. It's always the same, kind of the disgusted turn away from the plate, your head shakes a little bit, and you just walk out of the box thinking, oh boy, I hope I get another one of those. The 1-1 offering from Ray to Hernandez. Strike two called, outside corner, beautiful location from Devin Ray. One ball, two strikes. A one-run lead for Hillsborough here in the top half of the fifth inning. Ray checks the runner at first, comes set, and now a throw over to first, Schreiber back in standing. even with two outs and two strikes on the batter, Ray wanted to check on the runner over at first. Now he will peer in for a sign. Hernandez right on top of the plate. Ripped foul down the left field line. That'll wind up in the parking lot. Will it hit a car? No. Takes a high bounce off the pavement, and it's still going and actually rolls underneath a car across the way. Christian has been out in front of two offerings here in this at-bat. He straightened that one out. It's 6-3. 3:15 down the lines, 3:80 to dead center. Upstairs, 2-2. Christian working a nice at-bat here, making Devin Ray work. As McBride underhand tosses that one back to McBride as he stepped out in front of the plate. Cox holding, Schreiber over at first. Ray and Hernandez locked in a battle. Two balls, two strikes. Hit on the ground to third. Oh, takes a hop right into the gut of Yates. He gloves, throws across for the out, and the side is retired. So one hit, one left as we go bottom five, Hillsborough four, Staunton three. Tim Eyes back here at Fight Field in Gillespie as we play regional championship baseball into the bottom of the fifth inning. The Toppers leading the Staunton Bulldogs 4-3. Staunton got three runs in their last half inning at the plate, and they will send up Yuri McBride in the top of the order with Marcus Carl. Three runs on four hits for Staunton, all coming in the fourth inning. Four runs on five hits for the Toppers as Schreiber winds and fires. First pitch up the middle, base hit for Zach Yuri, and a good start for the Bulldogs here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So after Staunton was stymied through those first three innings of work, four hits on three runs in the fourth, and now a leadoff base hit from Yuri, and that'll bring in the ninth place hitter, Cullen McBride. Tying run over at first base. McBride squares. The bunt is down. The play is at first, and Schreiber gets the out. 1-3. So a good sacrifice from McBride, has the tying run into scoring position. Perfect bunt from McBride. You don't win as many ball games as Staunton won without being able to execute the fundamentals in situational baseball. Top of the order, Marcus Carl now. He's 0-2 today, but he can atone right now. Pops it up on the infield. Foul territory. Hernandez loses the mask and now loses the ball. It's a foul ball as that came back late. I don't know if a wind gust played a role there, but Hernandez sure thought he had a beat on it. And then at the last second, you saw him lunge back towards the field of play, and that will just be a eventful strike one. And if you're Marcus Carl, you feel like you got a second life now. That would have been a huge second out of the inning. As it is, Carl digs back in. Wears two batting gloves but doesn't strap either one of them. In the dirt, blocked nicely by Hernandez. He smothered that ball. Similar play that we saw earlier in the game, but Hernandez wasn't able to smother that one. It bounced just far enough away for two base runners to advance and eventually score on a base hit. One ball, one strike. Tying run out at second. That is upstairs, the fastball, ball two. Carl, a strikeout victim, both of his plate appearances, leading off the first and leading off the fourth. 2-1, Schreiber's offering, fouled straight back. Good cut that time from Carl, two balls, two strikes. 4-3, Hillsborough leading. They did lead 4-0. Bulldogs have clawed their way back into the ballgame. The tying run in the form of Marcus Carl out at second base. Check that, Zach Yuri. As that ball hit by Carl into the air, right center field. It is trouble and it is off the wall. Yuri around third. He will score. Carl speeds his way into third with a stand-up triple as he drilled that ball into right center field, and we are tied at four. The wind blowing out that way, and Carl gave it a ride. Now just like that, the go-ahead run for Staunton at third base with only one out. Just plugged that gap perfectly out in right center field. So So two hits in the inning. A run is crossed to tie the game at four. Now the top for infield will come in. The speedy Marcus Carl over at first. Of course, the walk-off homer from Carl put Staunton into this championship game on Wednesday. That stays upstairs, ball one. Lots of hitting room into right center field for Ryan Best. He's one for two today, a single and a run scored back in that three-run fourth. Schreiber's offering. Called strike outside corner, 1-1. The wind has shifted now, blowing straight out to center field. Schreiber has his sign. Carl, their lead runner, over at third. Fouled out of play, 1-2. Four unanswered from Staunton to tie this game up with one out in the bottom of the fifth. Staunton's offense picked up their hurler, Devin Ray. Outside, 2-2. And as dominant as Devin Ray was all season long, you know the offense wanted to get a pick-me-up there, and they did exactly that after Staunton spotted Hillsborough four runs. They've erased it in a hurry. Best swings through a high fastball, and he's down on strikes. Now Carl over at third base with two outs now, and the freshman Cy Cox will stroll to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today, struck out in the first, flied to center in the fourth. That was a pitch Cy just missed. Little base hit here is all Staunton's looking for. Put him out in front for the first time today. Cox, first ball swinging, fouls it out of play left side. Boy, he's just a smooth-looking athlete. Played varsity football as a freshman, started varsity basketball as a freshman, and a standout on the baseball diamond in his freshman season. He's going to be a real, real good one. Remember the name, Cy Cox. Inside, 1-1. He doesn't have the look of a freshman either. Very well built for just his freshman year. Fouls that. Almost took out his on-deck hitter, Nick Yates, as he had to fly out of the way, 1-2. That was on a line about head height for Yates, and he did a little matrix action and was able to bend out of the way. That'll get your attention. Schreiber, a strike away from stranding the go-ahead run at third. Inside, did it hit him? Yes, it hit Cy Cox. He will take his base. Thought he might have somehow got out of the way of that, but nope, it just clipped him in the lower part. So that'll bring in Nick Yates. He's one out of two today with a run scored.
Nick Yates.
And a chance here for the Staunton cleanup man to do some damage. Puts Staunton out in front for the first time today. Schreiber cruised for the first three. He has been tested here in the last inning in two-thirds. Comes to the high set. Swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball there. He's had that breaking ball working today. A lot of swings and misses off that pitch. Fans are into it here in Gillespie. Tied at four, Hillsborough and Staunton. That ball served into right field. That is down and plugs the gap. Staunton has the lead as Carl scores. Here comes Cox around third. He will score on the two-run double from Nick Yates, and it is 6-4 Dogs. Nice piece of hitting that time from Nick Yates. Did not try to do too much, just went where the pitch was delivered, and he has come up with a two-run double to put Staunton in front, 6-4. Six unanswered for the Dogs. Three in the fourth, three here in the fifth. Now to bring Austin Tallman up. He takes a fastball called strike outside corner. What a gritty comeback here from the Bulldogs. Schreiber set, checks the runner at second. Outside, missed, 1-1. Really, Devin Ray was really just the first inning. That two-out walk came back to cost him. Other than that, he's been very good. Just gave up that long home run to Schreiber in the third. But That was more of a one batter issue. That first inning, he was struggling a little bit with that release point as that breaking ball's in the dirt, 2-1. But he did a great job to limit the damage. Remember, one of those runs in the first was unearned on a throwing error. That is upstairs. It's 3-2 to Austin Tallman. He has a 2-run single today, 1 out of 2. He's got another runner out in scoring position and a nice hitter's count at 3-1. He is swinging. Oh, nice backhanded pick by McCammack at third. Long throw across, and the scoop cannot be made by Mullen. Gets away. Yates around third, and he will score with the head first slide. Boy, that was a tough play for McCammack. That long throw, you won't have a longer throw across the infield than that. It was low and could not be picked out by the first baseman, Mullen. That'll have to be an E5 on the play as Yates comes around to score from second. Could have been the third out of the inning. As it is, it's now a 7-4 Staunton lead. As Alex Schreiber has the infield come in, as Bobby Allen came out, and they just kind of give him some encouragement there. He will climb back on top.
Now batting for the Bulldogs.
Been a tale of two games here for Alex Schreiber and the Toppers. The first three innings saw him set all 9 Bulldogs down, and they plated 4 runs. The last inning and 2/3 has seen Staunton score 4 times and looking for more. As Griffin Bianco steps in, he had an RBI single his last trip. He's 1 out of 2. Seven to four, the Bulldogs lead after trailing 4-0 in this ball game. The winner will play in Flora on Wednesday night at 7:00. They will have both semifinals in Flora on Wednesday. Of course, we'll be there for semifinal number 2. That is fouled straight back. Hernandez gives it a look, and he runs out of room. Staunton has not won a regional in 20 years. Hillsboro's last regional came in 2007. Staunton has shown here why they have the record that they have. To come back from 4 runs down in a regional championship is no easy feat. They've played it 7 unanswered. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Hernandez. 1-1. 2 hits and a hit batter in the inning, also an error. And 4 runs have crossed. Schreiber set. He delivers inside. 2-1. As Alex is laboring a little bit here in the bottom half of the 5th inning. Comes set, the 2-1. Foul tipped at the plate off the mask of Hernandez. 2-2. That ball came back and caught our home plate umpire, Dave Schwartz, as well. Hernandez will go retrieve the ball. He'll walk out, hand the ball to Schreiber, and they're going to have just a little conversation here. Both are seniors, so they have had a few conversations over their baseball careers. Both have been outstanding performers on the diamond for the Toppers, Alex Schreiber and Christian Hernandez. Right now, the Bulldogs looking to add on, leading 7-4 as Schreiber's 2-2 offering. That is hit into right field. Caden Lemon is there and squeezes it for the out. Staunton, though, plates 4 runs in the inning, and they have taken the lead. We've completed 5 in this 2A baseball regional final from Gillespie. Staunton 7, Hillsboro 4. Staunton sent 8 men to the plate in the 5th inning. They plated 4 runs, and they now lead the ball game 7-4 after trailing 4-0. And Devin Ray back to work, and he peppers in strike 1 with the fastball outside corner to Jordan Gregg. Gregg is 2-for-2 today with an RBI. It'll be Gregg, Carroll, and Deming, 5, 6, and 7 for the Toppers. So we play in the top of the 6th. Fastball outside, 1-1. Devin Ray, that ERA under 2 for the season. Coming into today, 36 innings pitched, just 33 hits. That's a nice offering there. Gregg came up empty, 1-2. why when Hillsboro got the two in the first, she thought, okay, that might be all they get. Then Schreiber deposited one over the center field fence in the third, and all of a sudden it was 4-0, and it felt like Staunton was in some trouble. But boy, did they respond in a big way. They got three in the fourth and then just plated four in the fifth. Two balls, one strike on Gregg. That ball is lifted right field. Bianco in a step and gloves it for out number one. Had Jordan out on his front foot a little bit there. And the leadoff man is retired, and that is the most important thing for Ray now. Get that leadoff man retired with a three-run lead in the sixth inning. Now all of a sudden, Staunton is five outs away from the first regional championship in 20 years. Fastball outside corner, called strike one. Of course, their head coach, Kyle McBrain, a 2004 graduate of Hillsboro High School. So a chance to beat his alma mater here in this regional final. That ball lifted high in the air right side. Bianco has it for out number two. Of course, Kyle McBrain, the head girls varsity basketball coach for Staunton, and also obviously the baseball coach. He was a heck of an athlete during his time at Hillsboro, and he's got a powerful baseball squad at Staunton this year as that misses outside 1-0 to Dalton Deming. Outfield straight away for Dimmon. He's 0-2 today. He's fly to right and struck out. That's in the dirt, 2-0. Hope you've enjoyed our regional championship coverage so far today. We still got one more game to go. It'll be from Pawnee in a 1A baseball regional final. Nokomis and Mount Olive comes up next here on FM 106. Hit on the ground right side. Ryan Best has it, and the side is retired. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Devin Ray and the Staunton Bulldogs. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, Staunton leads Hillsboro 7-4. 7-4, Staunton leading Hillsboro. The Toppers will send a new hurler to the mound. It'll be Tanner Mullen for Hillsboro. Jordan Gregg slides over to first, and Alex Schreiber now patrolling center field. 7-8-9 for the Dogs. Devin Ray, Zach Urey, and Cullen McBride as Mullen's first pitch outside for ball one. Impressive comeback here from Staunton, and that was a fantastic last inning of work for Devin Ray, dominating probably his best inning. A quick 1-2-3 frame to sit down Hillsboro in the top half of the sixth inning as Ray takes ball two outside. Mullen winds and fires. Popped up. That'll get into right center field. Does someone have a beat? Yep, Caden Lemon covers a lot of ground and squeezes it for out number one. The ball was in the air a long, long time.
Now batting for the Bulldogs.
The leadoff man retired by Tanner Mullen, and that'll bring in Zach Urey. He's 1-for-2 today, a single and a run scored back in that fifth inning. He actually got the inning started, what wound up being a four-run fifth, started by the eighth-place hitter and the freshman, Zach Urey. Mullen's offering right back to him on a line. He gloves it right at the kneecaps, and Urey is retired. A little soft liner. And two quick outs. Three pitches, two outs for Tanner Mullen. That'll bring in Cullen McBride. He's 0-for-1 today. Had a sacrifice bunt back in the fifth inning. That got the tying run over to third base, which is one out. Carl would come around to score on Nick Yates' two-run double. That's a called strike right at the knees. Nothing and one to McBride. The junior catcher for Staunton hitting 387 coming into the ball game. Oh, that's a nice breaking ball. Froze him, nothing and two. A three-run lead for Staunton. They're three outs away from a regional championship. Breaking ball ripped. Left field, Landon Carroll comes in and makes the catch. And a 1-2-3 inning for Tanner Mullen. We've completed six innings here in the regional championship. Staunton leads Hillsboro 7-4. They are three outs away from the championship. Back after these messages. Tim Mize back here at Fight Field in Gillespie. The Staunton Bulldogs were down 4-0 after three. They now lead 7-4 as we go to the top half of the seventh inning. And Staunton is three outs away from their first regional championship. since 1998. And for the Toppers, it'll be 8-9-1. Tanner Mullen, Dylan McCamick, and Caden Lemon. Devin Ray maybe hasn't had his best stuff by his standards, but boy, has he been good here today. Hit on the ground to third base. Yates in on the grass. High throw, and he threw it away. Play is not backed up by Bianco, and Mullen going to wind up on second base. Well, should have been an easy first out of the inning. Yates let that throw sail high, and he looks right at Cox and taps his chest and says, my bad, Cy. So if you're Hillsboro, a little bit of life now, because we're going to have a pinch hitter for the Toppers as Drew Willman is going to hit for McCamick. So Willman, the freshman, will get the at-bat with nobody out and a runner at second base.
Pinch hitter for the
a three-run lead for the Bulldogs.
Drew Willman.
Nick Yates is just kicking himself and stewing over there at third base. He's got his glove off his hand. He's just kind of walking back and forth a couple paces left, a couple paces right, just thinking about, my gosh, why did I do that? That's baseball. Hard game. We're going to have a courtesy runner out at second base. That'll be Jace Teakin running for Tanner Mullen. Of course, if Hillsboro is able to plate three and get to the bottom of the seventh, Tanner will be back on the mound. So he worked that crisp 1-2-3, bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the order waiting on deck for Hillsboro. Willman, the pinch hitter from the right side, swing and a miss late on the fastball. Third error of the day for Staunton. Cost the error in the first inning that allowed an unearned run to score. In the dirt, 1-1. Their second error came right before Alex Schreiber's two-run homer. And that one, it was a fielding error, so it was a clean base hit for Lemon, so it didn't put anybody on base. So that one wasn't as costly. That ball lifted right side on the infield. Cox makes the call, makes the catch for out number one. Staunton now two outs away from the regional championship. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock in Flora. That's where the winner of this game is headed. We're headed there as well. We'll have the broadcast Wednesday night, WSMI FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com. Top of the order, Caden Lemon takes strike one, fastball outside corner. Lemon's 1-for-3 today, a single and a run scored back in the third. He's also flied to left and grounded back to the pitcher. Goes out of the zone there, fouls it into the Staunton dugout, quickly nothing and two. Staunton needs one more base runner to get the tying run to the plate here in the top half of the seventh inning. 7-4, Bulldogs leading. Seven unanswered from Staunton. Three in the fourth, four in the fifth. The 0-2, outside 1-2. That's a great 0-2 pitch there from Devin Ray. The Staunton dugout wanted the call. It looked like it was clearly off the outside corner. That's where McBride was set up. Great 0-2 pitch. The 1-2 offering. Outside 2-2, little high. And it's the junior Caden Lemon trying to get aboard anyway, anyhow. Holds his hands high. The 2-2. Lifted left field. Austin Tallman has a beat on it and makes the catch right near the left field line for out number two. And Staunton one out away from the regional championship.
Now batting for the Hilltoppers, the shortstop.
They've had such a great regular year, and they are one out away from a regional championship. And they will be looking for more than that. But first things first, you got to win the regional before you can think about the sectional. Here's Griffin King, the Toppers' last hope. Takes the ball outside. And Alex Schreiber is on deck. Already has a two-run homer off Ray today, so Griffin King must find a way to get aboard here. Give the Toppers a chance. The 1-0. Popped up. Is there a play? No. McBride will give it a look, but it goes over the fence. One ball, one strike. Been a fun afternoon of baseball here in Gillespie. Hillsborough jumped on Staunton with two in the first, two more in the third. Then the offense came alive in the fourth. A three-run fourth, a four-run fifth. Now the Dogs one out away from the championship. The 1-1. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-1. And if you're Staunton, you want to leave Alex Schreiber right where he is in the on-deck circle. You don't want to mess with him representing the tying run. Two balls and a strike. Ray to Griffin King. Popped up again, and this will again get over the fence out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Hillsborough down to their final strike. Devin Ray climbs up on top of the hill. New baseball out to him. Come set. The 2-2, headed home. Outside, 3-2. Boy, if you're Griffin King, how do you lay off that pitch with your season on the line? Great set of corneas there from Mr. King. 3-2, Schreiber waiting on deck. Better not take it again if you're Griffin, though. The 3-2. He rips it down the left field line on the move. Tallman will not get it. He'll play it on a hop. The runner will stop at third, and the tying run will come to the plate in the form of Alex Schreiber. The Toppers would rather have nobody else up to bat than Alex. He is 2-for-2 today, a walk and a run scored in the first, a monster two-run homer in the third, and then a base hit back in the fifth. And that's going to be it for Devin Ray. Kyle McBrain going to go to the mound, and he's going to make the pitching change. Devin Ray will walk off to the mound with a very nice afternoon, a very good round of applause as Alex Schreiber represents the tying run. 7-4, Staunton leads, 2-on, 2-out. We'll be back to Gillespie High School in Fight Field following these messages on WSMI. So with Staunton one out away from the regional championship, Kyle McBrain goes to his pen. He summons on Colin McBride. So Colin from behind the plate to the mound. He will deal with Alex Schreiber. Blaine Blumker is the new catcher. And Devin Ray has moved to shortstop with Zach Urey out of the ballgame. So here we go. Schreiber represents the tying run with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. Game on the line. Season on the line for the Toppers. First pitch from McBride, fastball upstairs, 1-0. Wind going out towards right center field, but pretty light. The 1-0. Ripped right center field. That is trouble. It is down. It will roll to the fence. One run will score. Two runs will score. A two-run double for Schreiber, and just like that, the tying run is in scoring position. At second base, have yourself a day, Alex Schreiber. And the air looming large now. Remember, the inning started with a routine grounder to third, thrown away. And Kyle McBrain right back out of the dugout as Christian Hernandez is going to step in. Hernandez has four home runs on the year, 28 driven in. He's one out of three today, a double and a run scored in the second, struck out in the third. Bounced to third in the fifth. What a game we've had here today. Hillsborough scored the first four. Staunton scored the next seven. Now the Toppers have come back with two runs, with two outs here in the top of the seventh.
The catcher, Christian Hernandez, has been intentionally walked.
So they will intentionally walk Christian Hernandez. That puts the go-ahead run on to first base, and it'll bring in Jordan Gregg. So a little bit of strategy there from the Bulldogs and Kyle McBrain. They said, yeah, we don't want to deal with Hernandez in this spot. We'll take our chances with Jordan Gregg. He's 2-for-3 today and takes strike one. Schreiber, the tying run out at second. McBride has his sign. Comes set. The 0-1 inside, 1-1. High on the drama here today at Fight Field in Gillespie. Fouled straight back. What a cut from Jordan Gregg. The Toppers, though, down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes. See Drake Payton and Peyton Tester standing on the top row of the bleachers here at Gillespie, supporting their Topper teammates, Topper classmates. The 1-2 from McBride. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and the Bulldogs have won the regional for the first time since 1998. Greg slams his bat in disgust, tosses it aside as the Bulldogs mob each other between third base and the mound. They have done it. Staunton wins it 7-6 as they did it in come-from-behind fashion, their first regional championship since 1998. And the Bulldogs are now on their way to Flora for a date Wednesday night with the winner between Greenville and Newton. That's a broadcast we'll have for you on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. What a great ball game here this afternoon. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers have nothing to hang their heads about. They gave Staunton all they wanted and some here in this 2A regional final. From Gillespie, 7-6, Staunton wins it. We'll come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll talk to head coach Kyle McBrain about his regional championship following these messages on WSMI.